President Bush has named his first nominees to the federal bench. In an effort to end years of warfare on judges, the president withdrew two controversial choices from his list. He even renominated two judges who had once been chosen by President Clinton. That may not be enough to satisfy the Senate Democrats, who will now review the president's choices. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
One of the president's choices for an appeals court has already caused a fight. A lot of fights, actually. Judge Terrence Boyle presides over a lower federal court in North Carolina. Lawyers have argued cases before him, say Judge Boyle is sometimes cranky and often conservative, but extremely fair. Criminal lawyer Joe Cheshire says the judge goes easy on some defendants.
We have these sentencing guidelines that are very harsh, and he will really work outside of those guidelines to help people, and I think he loves the people that come in front of him.
Judge Boyle is also a Republican. He once served on the staff of North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms. And for an entire decade, Senator Helms has been trying to get him a promotion. In 1991, the first President Bush nominated Senator Helms' protege to a federal appeals court, but Senate Democrats blocked him. Then Bill Clinton moved into the White House, and Senator Helms sought revenge. He blocked Clinton's effort to nominate one North Carolina judge after another. In 1995, he said, quote, "We want some redress for the mistreatment of Terrence Boyle."
I think anybody that has a regular federal practice has been distressed by what's happened.
David Long is a North Carolina lawyer who watched the battle go on for years, until the region's appeals court included no judges at all from North Carolina.
You got to understand, we want good judges. We don't care whether they have Democrat or Republican after their name.
As recently as last year, Helms continued to block Democratic nominations. He said the North Carolina Appeals Court didn't need any more judges. Various Senate Republicans were delaying or blocking President Clinton's judicial nominations across the country, calling them too liberal. Now that a Republican president is picking judges, Senator Helms has decided the appeals court could use one more. His former aide Terrence Boyle made the list of judges the president named yesterday.
Be seated, please. Well, thank you all very much. Attorney General, it's good to see you, sir, and happy birthday. Today's his birthday.
The president was congratulating John Ashcroft. He used to be a Republican senator who openly boasted of blocking Bill Clinton's judicial nominees. Now, as the president's attorney general, Ashcroft sat in the front row as President Bush called for an end to partisan warfare.
I urge senators of both parties to rise above the bitterness of the past, to provide a fair hearing and a prompt vote to every nominee.
Democrats aren't so sure. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy says Democrats are ready to block any judges they consider extreme conservatives.
Now, the Republicans felt that they had a very fair process, or they described as a very fair process, in determining whether nominations by a Democratic president would go forward. But we're saying if it was fair there, it's fair the other way around.
And the first nominee to face trouble is Senator Helms' protege, Terrence Boyle. The state's other senator is a Democrat, and he says he will block Boyle's nomination unless the president also agrees to appoint a Democratic judge. Republicans are fuming. Arizona Senator John Kyle admits that his party blocked some judges over the years, but he insists it wasn't that bad.
There were occasions where nominations were held up, sometimes for a long time. I mean, we're talking about a handful of occasions. Maybe you can count them on one hand, or at least in any event, two hands.
Senator Kyle warns that Democrats shouldn't take revenge too far.
There's always a tomorrow. The shoe always does get put on the other foot. And you have to consider what will happen when there is a president of a different party.
Democrats and Republicans have been making that same warning to each other for years now. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.